Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
Megamind, it appears that you have enraged a listener with your comments this morning.
You heard me?
Curtis, this 617 texter says, what is Curtis's issue with Deshaun Watson?
Oh, God.
What a drama queen.
Yes.
Curtis's lead this morning was that there are some that are saying Deshaun Watson is being unnecessarily dragged by those who suggest that he ought to honor a contract that he signed with Houston.
Well, the issue here is that there's this thing called the internet, and you can search to see what people said at the time of signing said contract. So here it is, September 5th, 2020. Deshaun Watson said, I'm at a loss for words. Honestly, I've been crying a little bit. A lot of it, really. It's just an amazing moment for me. The money is amazing. It's life-changing. Mm-hmm. So this is all said after the Texans traded away DeAndre Hopkins. He knew who Jack Easterby, who Cal McNair. This is all with the current team that's intact. And he is now demanding a trade from this organization. And not only, that's one thing for an athlete to demand a trade. It's happened 100,000 times. But to have all of the media supporting him, like Dan Orlovsky, who was like literally on ESPN every time I turn it on. He was a crappy quarterback at UConn. Like, I don't understand how he's now the biggest expert in the world. But anyway.
Cheap shot.
And he's saying, and he's saying that I want my kids to have the integrity of Deshaun Watson. Like, whatever you want to say about it, there's not much integrity right there. You can't complain about your evil owners and evil organization when months ago, under your own free will, you signed a four-year contract extension with over $100 million guaranteed.
I mean, listen, he didn't get his way when it came to
coach. Right? We don't know that. They might have told him. That's why I said I can't wait to hear from Larry.
Might have told him what
we... Hey, like Danielle said, sometimes it's just handshake things, and, you know, we can't always put everything in the contract. And Deshaun goes, hey, I love it here, but I'd love to have just some input in what we do, whether it's coaching, whether it's the players that we bring in. The owner goes, Deshaun, don't worry about that. You're going to have a seat at the table. Okay, boom, sign the contract. And now all of a sudden, now he don't get that same input.
He wants everything Brady wanted. Same thing.
Okay.
Exactly what Brady could. Oh, well, just a player. I don't coach here.
Brady was a free agent. Point. Brady was a free agent who had won 6 Super Bowls. Deshaun Watson, I believe, has not made it to an AFC championship game in his career.
And whose fault is this? Brady's fault. Brady set the standard that if you're unhappy, just go to a dream team. It'll work out for you. So now Deshaun wants to be Tom.
Okay. So is every quarterback, Wiggy, in the league entitled, if things don't go their way, they don't get their coach, they don't get the personnel that they want, they're just entitled to demand a trade? A year ago,
less than a year ago,
they signed a deal.
When you're the face of the franchise and you have to go to the podium before and after every game to answer questions about the team, what's going on with the team, why are you guys playing like this? I think it's to have some input. And Ken is right. I understand.
Is he working for free?
I understand that Brady was a free agent, but also Rob Gronkowski didn't go down there because of Bruce Arians. Antonio Brown wasn't signed because of Bruce Arians. It's because of the team going, you know what, Brady? We're going to listen to your voice. We're going to take your input. And you know what? Hey, there are some things. You want those guys? We're going to make it happen. The same way Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson are doing right now. And when you're the face of the franchise and Deshaun Watson knows, hey, I'm young. I want to be in a position where I can be surrounded by a good team and have the opportunity to win. And if the ownership is not going to do that here, then guess what? I'm willing
to... It's the same ownership.
No, but if they're not willing to take my input and really willing to do what's
best... How many players do you know in NFL history that had a contract that stipulated in writing that the player could have a voice?
But they're not going to put that
in writing.
Can
you answer the question I just asked?
I don't know every contract.
How many have you heard of?
I've only seen one contract. That was mine, and I didn't have that. But there are other players that have a ton of stuff in contracts.
You think a 24-year-old deserves a seat at the table? When it comes to...
So you don't think Patrick Mahomes deserves a seat at the table?
He's won a Super Bowl.
Oh, you don't think Deshaun Watson deserves a seat at the table?
No, he has not achieved anything in the NFL
so
yet.
So the only way you deserve a seat at the table is you have to...
Win.
Win a championship.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Deshaun Watson hasn't proved himself as a quarterback.
No, he's a great quarterback, but he hasn't won anything yet. And he's 24. When he was 24, Tom Brady was doing Visa commercials with his entire offensive line spreading the money around. He was not his own brand yet.
I think he got his input. He just didn't get his way. Mm-hmm. That's what he's pissed about.
The only silver lining, Greg, to him, Deshaun Watson going to Miami or the Jets, is if he goes there, I bet you he demands to have say. He's already said he wanted that in Houston. He could rip those organizations apart. Don't you think buyer beware if you're a Dolphins GM or the Jets GM to bring him in?
I would think so, because how long before he's unhappy down there?
Right.
So if Jason Tatum wanted input, he shouldn't get it because he hasn't won anything?
Yes.
You can get – listen, if Wick or Brad Stevens or Danny Ainge wants to give Jason Tatum input, they can give it to him. But he doesn't get to demand a trade because he doesn't get to pick his coach.
If Wick says, hey, you're going to be in the process of helping, you know, or your input's going to be heard when it comes to us hiring a new coach. Right. What? If Wick says that to him behind closed doors at one of your favorite restaurants in Boston and says, listen, Jason, we're looking for a new coach. You're the face of our team.
Well, why are we creating something that hasn't happened when we can actually discuss something that did?
But that's what Deshaun Watson said.
He should be smart enough to know, and his team should be smart enough to know, that if something is not in writing, it's meaningless.
Oh, my God. So that's the way
going. Why didn't he demand that as a part of his deal?
Right.
Why was he crying
when he signed the
contract? Because there are a lot of things.
Because they may not have wanted to set the precedent of putting that in the contract people ask for it.
They don't want to.
But that doesn't mean that the discussions didn't happen on the side.
Right, but, okay, he signed this massive deal in September. It's not even the end of this current season, and he's already saying he wants out. I don't understand how you can sign that long of a deal with this organization. Wiggy was trying to say they traded DeAndre Hopkins after. That happened before he signed.
I know that.
So what the heck changed in his mind?
The fact that he wasn't given input.
Okay. Well, the check's still cashing, right?
Yes. Yeah, but you just keep going with the money. Like, you don't understand, like, there are some...
He said that money was, quote, life
right.
changing.
Right, we know the money, but you still want to be part of an organization. If they tell you, hey, listen, your voice is going to be heard, and then they go in a different direction behind your back, and you're looking at them like, wait a second, I'm part of this, right? If you
This is rich coming from a guy that works in radio, and that's literally done every day, people lie to you.
But that's different, though. I don't have... The a power that Deshaun Watson has. If you and your wife are married for, you know, whatever, 4 years, and she, you know, you saying, hey, we want to buy this house here. Okay, let me just have some input in the neighborhood that we want to, you know, purchase the house in. And then all of a sudden you come home and guess what? Oh, I just bought this house in a different neighborhood. You're going to be disappointed because you were told, hey, your voice is going to be heard.
Once again, you're using analogies that we don't need. We are talking about a football team where this actually occurred, not my wife in the house.
We're talking about the same way Brady said when he was
Brady was a free agent. Horrible analogy.
No. But before he was a free agent, he would always say, oh, I don't have this. I don't have input on which plays.
Maybe one day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions that I want.
By always say, I think he said once that he's an employee. And that he works for
Curtis,
Mr.
He said it every month.
Right.
I mean,
okay, show me the quotes every month.
And before that, Curtis, let's not act like all of a sudden Brady never went to them and going,
comparing Brady to Sean Watson is like comparing me to Howard Stern.
Ricky, you don't think it's a bad precedent for the NFL if every time a player is unhappy with the decision that the owner makes about who their coach is, they get to demand a trade or they're not going to play?
No, I think
you wouldn't do that.
I think when you are a franchise player, which is only a few of them, right? And they have the ability to do that. When you are that guy, not every quarterback, not every player has that ability. But when you're one of those, exceptional people.
Well, they shouldn't even have a GM then. They shouldn't have a GM.
Now you're just being a smartass.
I'm not being a smartass.
Curtis is going literally to, it's got to be in writing, but and you're being a smartass. You know, if a guy is that talented, and I use Jason Tatum for example, and Brad Stevens is, you know, out the door, and he goes to Wick, and Wick and him have a conversation about, hey, I want to be involved and just some input on who the next coach could possibly be. Just hear me out. You don't have to hire my guy. Just take my input and feel free.
They probably did take his input, and they didn't hire Bieniemy, and he's pissed about it.
No, he went on social media and said they didn't even take any of his input.
Okay. So I'm sure he was being completely 100% upfront with that.
Deshaun Watson is 28 and 25 in his career, and we're comparing him to Tom Brady.
No, we're not comparing.
We're
comparing
times.
The fact that he's a franchise quarterback.
All right. Well, anyway, you know what? We can ask Larry the lawyer about this contractually when Larry joins us.
Right.
Coming up.
If things are said behind closed doors on a handshake.
And also, Larry has some huge news. Ooh. If you are someone who has been convicted of a DUI here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Right now, Ken Laird and what is trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
You don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. All-star break for your Celtics Hill Dog. Four-game winning streak. They held on last night, 132-125, the win over Toronto. Tatum, 27, 51 points from the bench. Even Grant Williams had a nice night. It was a nice night for Williams.
Are you excited about the way they're winning these games, or would you like to see them winning these games in a more convincing manner?
They can't defend a three at all anymore.
Yeah,
I would like to see them win these games, especially when you look at a team like Washington where you feel like you're much better than, or a team last night that doesn't have a bunch of their, you know, better players.
You will get to watch Tatum play Brown in the All-Star game. That's kind of I actually might watch for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown was drafted by Team LeBron, and he talked about that afterwards.
That's great to have one of the, if not the best player to ever play, select you and point out, you know, some of the things that you've been doing or some of the things that you've seen is great. So I appreciate him for that. And playing against Jason, that's going to be fun.
Tatum and Bradley Beal, the St. Louis guys, teamed up. Then they have a trip to Brooklyn March 11th. Who wins that one? Kyrie against the Celtics, if Kyrie plays.
Well, when is Marcus Smart back? They've extended that, right? At least another week?
Yeah, I mean, he won't play, obviously, now until after the break. That'd be the first.
But haven't they said it may be another week after the All-Star break?
Oh, did they? I didn't see that. I'll trust you on that. Coming back from the torn calf. Skip Bayless staying at Fox, huge deal, 4 years, $32 million. ESPN was trying to get him back with Stephen A. Smith.
Get that bread,
huge
man.
Huge Greg Hill money.
All right.
I wonder if Skip gets any input on who he works with.
I'm sure he does. Bruins Capitals tonight, 7 o'clock faceoff. Wayne Gretzky's father, Walter, passing away at the age of 82. Very instrumental in Wayne's development. Had the rink in the backyard as a kid. taught him how to play. Red Sox signing utility player Danny Santana, versatile fielder, 28 home runs in 2019 with the Rangers. This the day after Jackie Bradley Jr. left, Greg. So maybe they were in on JBJ, and then they decided, okay, he doesn't want to come back. We'll go with Santana. Sox and Twins, 105 today at JetBlue Park on AM 850 and the Shaw's in Star Market. WEI Red Sox Radio Network and BC Hoops at Miami tonight, 6 p.m. That's what's trending on The Greg Hill Show.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Do I dare ask you to call your next witness?
Looking for some legal advice?
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
It's time for...
I'm afforded the right to speak in my own defense, sir.
Ask an attorney.
Order. Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
Order.
On The Greg Hill Show.
Order.
I cannot
sit down.
Maybe a bad, bad thing.
Right now, as a public service, Larry the Lawyer will answer all of your legal questions for free. So you can text them to the text line, which is 37937, or you can call and speak with Larry the Lawyer, 617-779-7937. Larry, good morning.
How you doing?
Happy Friday.
Yes, it's the weekend.
Wiggy wants to ask about Deshaun Watson, who signed a contract and was paid millions, is being paid millions and millions of dollars. But apparently,
millions and millions.
Millions and millions. And apparently did not get to pick his coach, so therefore is not going to play. I don't know, Wiggy, in which direction do you want to go with this question?
Well, it's not that it's not that Greg has given to you all wrong. Not that he didn't get to pick his coach. He was told that
did
he...
Did Greg hurt your feelings, Wiggy?
No. I just want to I want to get it out right because I don't want to get G-Hilled. But he was told by his ownership or his boss that, hey, listen, you're going to have input into what we do. So if when you sign this contract, that's something that's a little side deal, even though it's not on paper.
A verbal contract.
Yeah, word is bond type deal.
Yes.
Word is bond.
Yeah.
By the way, getting input, having input into a situation is very different than having decision-making authority. So let's start with that.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So if he's saying that he would have input, if that's what they told him, and he's involved in these conversations, he has the ability to make his statements and his opinion known. That is having input. Now, if they don't listen to him, that's, you know, I'm sorry. You have a contract with this team. The contract says you're a player and you're there to play. And while I understand your point, Wiggy, it may not be nice to tell somebody, hey, you know, we're going to listen to you if you come here, and then they sign their contract that doesn't have those terms in there, and then they don't listen to him. There's no legal obligation to. But again, I don't necessarily know that they didn't take his input here.
That's what I say.
Yeah, no, he said they did. He said they did. They give him a seat at the table, and then when he went to go sit at the table, nobody was in the office.
Larry, you ever encountered anybody who lies or is disingenuous?
Not in this day and age anymore, Greg. People never do that anymore.
I'm innocent.
978 text for you. 978 text for you. I have been trying for over a year to get $1,800 back from a ticket agency in Chicago that I bought concert tickets from. The event was canceled. I've been unsuccessful. What is my recourse?
So definitely you have a case if the concert was canceled and you're entitled to your money back. If they're from Chicago, you have two choices. You can sue them in Chicago, or if they have minimum contacts in Massachusetts, you could probably sue them here too. Because the matter is under $7,500, you have the right to file it in the district court in small claims. So that would be my advice. You know, contact one of your clerks and talk about small claims.
Let's see. 617 text. What if one of my on-the-books employees had broken a very expensive chandelier while installing it? Is he responsible for that, or am I responsible as the business owner?
As opposed to one of the people that you have that you pay under the table, right?
I guess that's what he's saying.
So here's your first legal advice. Don't go on the radio and let the world know that you have people that you are not paying taxes for. That is illegal.
Yes.
And as far as your employee, if your employee was negligence on the job, chances are the employer is going to be responsible for that. You know, if he has a contract with his employees or they're independent contractors, there may be some rights against them. But, you know, if it's a mistake, it's a mistake.
You have some news today for those who have gotten an OUI in the state, correct?
Yeah, so very interesting, Greg. 27,000 people in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts are going to be getting letters from various district attorneys throughout the Commonwealth. Evidently, between the years 2011 and 2018, people that were convicted of drunk driving or that took a plea deal, which is very interesting, it's found out that the breath test calibrations and certifications were not correct.
Ooh.
So because a lot of these convictions had breathalyzers that weren't calibrated properly, we don't know what the actual breath test is. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of people getting letters, and, you know, my advice is make sure that you contact somebody and have them review your case. As people know, these things, you know, drunk driving convictions or continuous without a findings, you know, they have ramifications that affect immigration status. They affect your license to carry status. So this is a unique time to take a look at your case if you did plead or you did have a trial and you were convicted, because you may have actually been innocent.
Officer, when was the last time this was calibrated? Well, I want you to tell me the date. I want to see the paperwork.
Larry, 97.
And remember, Danielle, the entire process is on video, so there is that. But here's the other interesting thing, Greg. You know, we're talking about, you know, 10 years old. I mean, a lot of these cases, mm-hmm. good luck finding the witnesses. Good luck finding the police officers, you know, people retire. And good luck finding the files and some of these too, you know. So this is an interesting scenario for a lot of people.
It's really weird. Mutt just tweeted one word, calibrate, and he spelled it correctly.
Vindicated.
Wow.
No, he's been vindicated.
Oh, sorry.
He's redeemed himself.
Larry, 978 text. Can a divorce agreement change? We were married over 20 years, and I'm paying alimony, but my ability to make money has changed due to the pandemic.
Yeah, so this is something that's been quite frequent over here lately. First and foremost, a separation agreement can change anytime there's a change in circumstances. And you can change your separation agreement, two ways. The first is by going back to court and filing a complaint for modification and having a judge change it. And the second is typically by agreement. A lot of separation agreements put right in there that if the parties agree to make a change, they can do that. But, you know, that is the more rare of the situations, but they can be changed.
And do you recommend that people contact an attorney about that, or what's the way to do that?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, again, anytime you're going into court, you know, most lawyers will give you, you know, 15 to 30 minute free consultation. A lot of them do, especially in that world. So at least get some information. You know, there's a lot of resources out there, but you know, you're not going to go to the doctors and, you know, have him tell you, hey, you know, I need to do some brain surgery, and you don't go home and do that yourself. It's really the same thing with the court. You know, people think that it's easy because it's a conversation and people, hey, I was right, he was wrong. In their mind, they might be. But a lot of times that doesn't matter because there's rules that go into this and there's a procedure that goes into this that you know, a lot of times you need an expert to help you navigate.
Here's a 781 question for Larry. The lawyer, my hairdresser, has started to add a $25 COVID fee. Is that legal?
Sure. You don't have to pay it. You can get a new hairstylist.
A lot of them are. It's PPE stuff. They got to pay for a lot of crap to be able to do your hair. I love this.
Yeah. How about that? Let's take advantage.
Are a lot of businesses adding a COVID fee?
Yes.
Oh, you got to wear it when you go in. When I go into the barber, it's always a new kind of cape that they put on you to keep the hair from falling on you. So, I mean, that must cost them money.
I love that these people bitch and complain that they can't get their hair done for a year, and then when they finally go back to their stylists who are putting out all this money to, like, get stuff done, they're like, I'm not paying that. All right, then do it at home. Like, you can do it at home. Don't pay it.
Because that worked out so well during the first 6 months of the
right,
COVID crisis.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to pay you for all of your years of experience in doing this job, so can you give me a discount? Yeah, okay.
I'm getting a Flowbee.
Let's see. This is Glenn. You want to, Ken, you want to get Glenn, if you could, please? Or I guess, can I do it without losing Larry? Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, you're on with Larry.
Great. Hi, Larry. Business partner and I... Great. We submitted a patent application. It was awarded last May, but I'm no longer with the company. And the patent was actually listed in the company's name, but both of us are listed as patent holders. So if I'm not with the company anymore, what are my rights? Do I have to sign off if they license it?
Yeah, that's a much more complicated question than is going to get answered on the radio here, because that requires some analysis. You know, if you want to give us an email or a ring, I could certainly put you in touch with somebody. Patent attorneys are members of the Patent Bar. It's a special section of the Bar Association, so you have to actually be admitted to practice patent law. So it's, as you probably know, getting a patent, it's a pretty specialized area. So happy to help you with that, but you do have some rights on that. And if you have a patent and it's your patent and your name is on it, then you have rights to that patent.
Glenn,
now,
does,
again, just one more point, Greg.
Yeah.
If somebody is working for a company and they're paying them to develop products and they develop a product and that patent goes out in the company's name and it's developed during company time, even though you're, you know, even though you've created that patent, you probably don't own that patent.
Glenn, is your patent something that has to do with food, and Wiggy and I would be interested in it?
No, but you could sit in it and eat food.
Oh. What did you patent? Some kind of a new chair or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
Oof. A bidet.
I need to hear more.
Better take it to Shark Tank.
Got a little microwave in the right hand handle.
Let's see. Here's a text. Larry, my wedding venue in upstate New York is charging a $5,000 COVID fee. I'm guessing it's the same answer regardless of how much the money is, correct?
100%.
Okay.
And again, look, you have the right to change, or you have the right to say no. Or more importantly, you have the right to negotiate. I mean, these days, just about everything is a negotiation.
Let's see. My employer made me sign a non-compete yesterday. If I get fired today, is it enforceable?
Most likely. I mean, I'd have to read it, but if you're really worried about that, maybe you shouldn't have signed it, or you should have talked to a lawyer before you signed it.
Larry,
I mean, look, that's something that people just don't get, Danielle. You should hire a lawyer before you sign a legal document, an employment contract, a covenant not to compete, any of those things. Those have serious repercussions, and they could be held up. So, yeah.
Generally, Larry, how enforceable are non-competes in Massachusetts? Because I know there's been a long debate about that here.
So that's changed recently. You know, if they're reasonable in geographic scope and time, and then they can be held up. And the courts try to hold those up because they're freely negotiated. Now, that has to be balanced, though, against somebody's ability to earn an income and wages. So you can't say, hey, you're a salesperson for me selling gum. It's not proprietary gum. It's just bubble gum. And if you leave me, you can't sell bubble gum anywhere else in the world for 2 years. And the only thing that person knows how to do is sell bubble gum. That's probably not going to be held up. You know, so it's one of those things where you have to look at all sides and try to, you know, the scales of justice. You have to weigh it so that the right decision comes out. And that comes down to the document itself.
978 text. What is currently the best way to beat a speeding ticket?
Hire Larry Army Jr.
Am I
allowed to say that, Greg? Is that a selfless promotion, or is that just being honest?
It's your segment, bud.
But other than that, I mean, is it a? Can you use like a family emergency, or you know, like can you use the same excuse that the governor used to go to Florida? I mean, how does it?
You know, it's really a lot of things. I will tell you that you know history has shown me that if you are polite to police officers. Mm-hmm. If you try to make their job easier, and when I say easier, you know, we have a video on Army and Roach website that talks about this exact thing. You know, if it's nighttime, turn your interior lights on, mm-hmm. roll your window down, have your license and registration ready, be polite, look at the police officer. You know, all these things make the police officer safer, too. Because, you know, imagine being somebody and walking up to a car these days and not knowing if you're going to get shot either way. So be nice, be honest, and usually things will work themselves out for you. Now, if you're going 110 miles an hour and a 30, good luck. You're
yeah,
not getting
exactly.
out of that ticket, even with Army and Roach.
Hey, Larry, is it illegal for former football players to sell licensed apparel with their autographs on it? And if they do so, do they have to report the income on their taxes?
Wait a second. Is Wiggy selling licensed apparel?
It could be Christian Forey. He works here, too. Former football players.
Is it under $600?
Well, you know, Wiggy, let's go sell it all.
That's it. Keep what it under Wiggy, 10 grand.
I'm with you. I stand with Wiggy.
There you
What is Wiggy selling?
What isn't he selling?
Oh, I'll sell whatever. Keep it under 10 grand and you don't have to get taxed for it.
Larry, this isn't a question.
Maybe we should put a little lock of your hair and a little locket, Wiggy. You know, right. We could do hair lockets. And, right. And I don't know if your wife would like that, but we'll figure it out.
Brady's car just went for $1.2 million. So.
My last contract negotiation that existed, that there was a non-compete, and the people that I was negotiating with said, well, Massachusetts doesn't enforce it, so you don't have anything to worry about. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, then why don't we remove it?
Right. Why is it there?
Then they enforce
it. Why isn't
it
there?
Let's see. This is Ben. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? I just got a question.
Yes.
So I was wondering if I was recently vaccinated, can my employer force me to give them proof of the vaccination? And if I don't give it to them, can I be reprimanded for it?
Good question.
Yeah, so it is a good question. And, you know, employers can have you get vaccinated. They can mandate that, and they can terminate you if you don't. The interesting thing that hasn't really been litigated yet, as best as I can see, is that everybody has a HIPAA right, you know, right to privacy to your medical documents, your medical records, your medical conditions.
Okay.
Yep. And that has to be weighed against the public health and you know, again, everything is a litmus test, a balancing act here. But you have the right to privacy, but an employer does have the right to keep his other staff and the general public free and healthy. So most likely they have the right. They definitely have the right to do that to you. But
does that answer your question? More
specifically, it wasn't mandatory that we get the vaccine. It was an option to get the vaccine. And then now they're not wording it as we have to give it to them, but they kind of are wording it like, you know, to where it could be interpreted as they you know, I could tell they want it. They want the proof that we got the vaccine for certain reasons, maybe to cut back on overtime.
Let me ask you. I mean, you got the vaccine, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you did.
Why don't you just tell them you got the vaccine? I mean,
yeah. Why not just show them?
How about that? Well, hey guys, I got the vaccine. Here's my vaccine passport.
I'm just curious.
Like,
well, because it's more like I think it could be used against us in a sense, as far as or not in our best interest, but in their best interest. And since the vaccine, it wasn't mandatory that we got it. I just didn't know if it was a HIPAA violation. As far as can he make us give us. Or can he make us give them the proof of the vaccination, or can we, or do we not have to give them that proof?
I guess they can, right, Larry? Yeah, saying they can.
Yeah, they can make you get it, but I don't know if they can make you produce the documents that show you got it. But again, you're probably better off having the vaccine in the scenario that you're talking about than not having it. I don't know.
I
understand
off,
people
Larry.
Don't want to give their medical records out, but
he wants his day off, and how's he going to say I got COVID? To get a week off from work. He's already at the vaccine.
Isn't it 2 weeks off now?
Yeah. It's, hey, wait a second.
Dr. Summer off.
How do you want 2 weeks off? Didn't you just get vaccinated?
Didn't work. Right. 98% effective, like that birth control pill.
Some employers are apparently giving their employees monetary incentive to go and get the vaccine, which I guess... So they're basically being paid to go get the vaccine, which is interesting.
That is not the process over here at Army and Roach. You have the right to decide if you want your own vaccine over here. We give each of our employees that right.
Here's a 413 text. What rights do I have if I caught COVID at my workplace?
Good luck proving that. So exactly. I'm going to say none.
Oh, okay. Say none of that?
We're just going to go right to none on that one, Greg. Like, I mean, how do you prove where you got this stuff? It's almost impossible.
All right. Final question before you go. If I buy a car in a private sale and the seller lies about a number of things about the vehicle, do I have any recourse?
Yeah. Used car lemon law. And you can Google that. It'll tell you everything you need to know there. But based on the amount of miles that a vehicle has, based on the year and the price, those things factor what your actual warranty is and those things. But you also have a situation that if somebody is making a representation and they know that it's false, you also have fraud as well. So there's a couple areas that you can go there for that used car remedy.
Sounds like Deshaun Watson has a case.
I never said that, Wiggy.
I love you, buddy,
but in this particular instance, I think the Hillman is the right one.
It looks like his owner was a little fraudulent when he was selling him this fraudulent.
Maybe so.
Larry's definition of fraudulent and yours are quite different, I believe. Larry's is the legal one, but all right, Larry, thank you. Great to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Everybody enjoy the weekend, and Greg, anybody has any questions, armyandroach.com.
All right, sounds great. That's Larry the lawyer. Ask an attorney. We'll be right back.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
You know, to answer your question, that was my last and least concern. You know, honestly, the money is amazing. It's life-changing. It's great. But the biggest thing is for the McNair family, OB, Jack, to just trust in me and believe in me that, you know, I'm their guy, I'm their quarterback, is the biggest thing that really touches me. You know, growing up from where I'm from, there's not too many people to make it out. And so for them to... just trust me. I mean, it means the most, so.
That was a very emotional Deshaun Watson months ago, Curtis. And, of course, things have changed. He appreciated it at that moment, I guess. And
he even mentioned Jack Easterby by name, the guy he supposedly despises. He said, Cal, Jack, and Obi, Bill O'Brien, the former coach, thank you to all of them for the money, but most importantly, their trust in him to be quarterback.
Relationships change, man, over time. You should know that. And it depends on what one party does or doesn't do. I mean, you've seen marriages break up all the time.
Another analogy, we're talking about a football team.
Well, it's still a relationship.
But so, our emails.
I mean, honestly, you listen to that, and now you see the coverage of Deshaun Watson. It is absolute insanity. Absolutely insane.
Well, and also the Texans are telling teams that they're not going to trade him.
Right.
And he absolutely appears to be... you know, convinced that he's not going to play if he doesn't get traded.
Well, that's the only thing he can do.
Well, he could honor the contract that he signed.
If he wants out, then the only thing you can do to force their hand is not play.
Probably not sign an extension.
Well, how long is he going to be willing to not play for?
I guess it depends on how far he's willing to go.
The latest was Jalen Ramsey, a friend of his, was on a podcast saying, I highly doubt he will suit up in a Texans uniform again. He's extremely serious.
But that's the only way they apply pressure on the Texans, because he's under contract and they don't want to move him. So the only way you make this seem like it's an imminent deal is by having you and all of your friends scream as loud as you can to say he's not going to play. It's like, I'm not going to go to bed. I'm going to keep watching TV. There's an analogy.
Well, him and Jalen Ramsey have the same agent, and we all know what happened with Jalen Ramsey when he wanted out of Jacksonville.
Yep, cornerbacks and quarterbacks.
He got out.
Two different.
Okay, but is that a good thing for, like, you're acting like it's a great thing for the NFL or any other individual who signs a contract and agrees to something?
I don't get the reason why I'm stunned is, like, somebody like yourself who was in a position to think that if you are the face of this team, you are told that you're going to have input, then you're lied to about that, where you're on the side of the organization. When you were at AAF or now here, weren't you told that you would be giving input to who would be on the? You can sigh all you want. It's the same thing. It's just on a smaller scale.
Yeah, you're told that you get input, but then if you don't get your way,
but see, stop saying if you don't get your way. He never said that he wanted to pick the coach or he wanted a specific coach.
Okay, so you believe him that he was given zero input,
yes,
quote unquote input into anything.
Yeah. Because that's what he's telling us, that he was told that, hey, your voice is gonna be heard, and then he never even got the opportunity to have his voice heard, and they had already made decisions.
Wiggy, this is so weird because you are the most dedicated honest, hardworking employee.
But I'm not in that. I'm not at that level, though, bro. We're all in different levels.
I know,
so based on where you are, and you know the only leverage that you have in Deshaun Watson case is to hold out. I don't have that leverage. If I felt like I had leverage and there was something that I didn't like and I wasn't being heard, then I might handle it a different way.
But it's not like that, Wiggy. I deal with a lot of people over the last 20 years in radio, and you are near the top or probably at the top of people that don't complain, work when they're asked to work, do a good job, show up on time, ready to go. And you do that because you're a good guy who works hard and honors a contract. And to think of that you came from the Patriot way, where could you imagine Belichick trading his best player just because the guy didn't like his contract? In no way would that ever occur.
But he didn't want to re-sign his best player because...
Okay, but totally different. But I'm talking about Tom Brady in 2007. Mm-hmm. If Tom Brady, after week 10, on his way to the greatest season of all time, said, I don't like this team, they're mean to me, I'm going to complain, and I want to be traded, he would have never traded him.
Do you think that seeing this and seeing the way that he's acting, that Bill would even consider bringing him here if he had the opportunity?
Yeah, I don't think that would be I don't think that would be an issue. So do you have a problem with players who sign a contract and go, oh, I then want more money. If you don't give me more money, I'm holding out?
You mean like what Gilmore did this year?
I
think it's a little disingenuous.
Yeah, kind of, you know, and Gronk.
I think it's a little disingenuous. Now, I will say in the NFL that players can be cut. Now, their union agrees to that. I understand that. That the argument in this is that, you know, but generally, when you sign a contract and you don't perform at the level that the team thought you were going to perform at, they don't go back and say, hey, you owe us $1 million. Write us a check right now. That's the way it works.
Okay, so then you don't feel any way towards Gronk, who basically said, I don't want to play for
Gronk. A lot of people don't like Gronk because of what Gronk did here.
But I'm talking about you, right? So what Gronk did...
Gronk fake retired. I think he obviously it didn't bother Bill because Bill was willing
to
trade
him. I'm asking you, if you have an issue with Deshaun Watson, do you have an issue with Gronk?
Gronk
was not demanding a trade. Gronk retired.
But why did Gronk retire?
Well, he said at the time,
he didn't like the way
he was
being...
because he was crying. He was hurt after the Super Bowl.
I mean, he had an affair with Perry Antelman.
He told us all that he just couldn't handle the emotional and physical pain of playing anymore.
But don't you,
Perry Antelman.
I take him at his word.
Don't you think it was
more than a friend?
More the way he was being treated?
I think Gronk may be on the show next week, so I need to be careful about what I say.
Right, exactly.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
But don't you think...
Football.
Don't you think it was more about the way he was being treated by the Patriots?
Yeah, but he retired. If Deshaun Watson said, I'm retiring because of the way I'm being treated by the Texans, I would say, okay, there's a guy who is standing behind his convictions.
Okay, but guess what? He unretired and then got traded. So the retirement was his leverage to force them to trade him.
Right. No, because I don't think he even thought about Tom Brady being elsewhere at that point. Right. I think
so you look at Gronk and Deshaun differently. It's all good, man.
Wait, what's the most important position in all of sports?
I mean, I understand it's the quarterback.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
But we're talking about
what's next?
So that's the only position that matters. So any other player that you said forces their or wants to force their way out because they don't like it, you give them a pass because they're not a quarterback.
I think that the quarterback is a level above almost every other position.
But I didn't ask you that. I said if another player at a different position wanted to do that, you don't have an issue with it.
No, because like look at what happened with J.J. Watt, okay? Mm-hmm. They released him. They couldn't trade him to a team. Nobody wanted to pick up the contract, and then he got more money on the free agent.
They could have traded him. They did him a favor.
Right.
In that case, I think that the team was wrong. I think that was stupid to do what they did with J.J. Watt. And it's probably one of 500 things that were dumb. And I'm not defending the Texans as an organization. They are dumb as rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Idiots, all of them. But you sign a contract with Cal, Jack, both there, and you say thank you, and you start crying your eyes out, saying how honored and humbled you are to honor this contract, and then months later you're saying there's no way in hell I'm playing for the team.
Because
it's so funny, though. If Arians hadn't allowed AB to go to Tampa Bay, Brady would have whined all year, and Curtis would have been whining with him.
What does Brady have to do with anything?
He picked his own team down there. That's exactly
what
Watson wants to do.
That's what's done in free agency, you idiot. You get to pick your team.
Curtis, relax.
But that's what you do, free agency. He wasn't traded. He was a free agent, and he picked his team.
He set the model that Deshaun Watson is now going by.
That is true. And Russell Wilson and others. Everybody's looking at what Tom Brady did and they're saying, all right, Tom picked a team that he went to and he won.
Ken just figured out how free agency works.
But it wasn't more about picking the team. It was about Brady demanding, I want Gronk to come here.
Right, and I want to run the offense.
But isn't it up to the GM on which players go there?
Yes.
I mean, I thought you want just, why should Deshaun Watson want certain
is there
players?
Any difference?
Hey, when was Watson the Super Bowl MVP?
Yes.
When did that
is there a difference between the longevity of Tom Brady and the success he has had and that of Deshaun Watson?
Well, if you're an owner of a team and you feel like
you
this...
You always answer with a question.
Well, okay. You did the same thing.
What?
You did the same exact thing.
I just did it.
You did.
When you're the owner of a team and your franchise player comes to you, regardless if he has championships or not... So Dan Marino shouldn't get a say in anything when he was playing.
What about Otto Graham?
He didn't win championships. Jason Tatum shouldn't have input because
Tom Brady have input in 2005, Wiggy?
Texter says Triggered Curtis is his favorite Curtis.
But it's so idiotic, and I know he knows he's like, I don't think you really feel this way, Wiggy.
I do feel that way. I do feel like...
Tom Brady now, at the age of 43, after winning 6 Super Bowls, as a free agent, let Tampa Bay know what he had in mind, how he wanted the team to look, and they said, sounds great, come here, and guess what? Those idiots won the Super Bowl.
Oh, good heavens.
Deshaun Watson's 24, he's 28 and 25 as a starting quarterback, never made it to a conference championship, let alone a Super Bowl, and we're treating him like he's Tom Brady.
This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Dave?
Firstly, Deshaun Watson is a top 5 quarterback, it's just that the rest of his team is a pile of trash. His problems in Houston go a lot deeper than simply not having input on the coach or whatever, kind of triggered this. That they traded an all-pro wide receiver for a washed-up running back and a third-round pick or a second-round pick, and Houston's got no first- or second-round picks the last 2 years because of a bonehead move for Laremy Tunsil. So Deshaun Watson's sitting there saying, I'm in the prime of my career. I'm just surrounded by a mismanaged disaster of an organization, and they're not getting better because they don't have draft picks, and you don't rise from the ashes of garbageness by free agent signing. So
okay, and he just figured that, and he just figured this out the last 6 months. He shouldn't have signed the deal. He shouldn't have. If that's what it was, he shouldn't have signed the deal then.
And Tunsil was traded.
But
Dave,
he didn't sign the deal before Hopkins got. He didn't sign that deal before Hopkins got traded.
It was after,
and they were coming off a deep playoff run.
No.
So
he signed the deal after Tunsil was traded and after Hopkins was traded. He signed extension.
I might be wrong on that, but I can't blame him. And Greg, to your point about a contract, I mean, if there was a provision in the CBA that would allow the Texans to get some sort of surplus charge from him for damages or something like that, then that's the price of sitting out for the contract. But it's worked into the CBA, so players who have disputes like that are able to sit out contracts and force the hand of the teams the same way that the teams can cut the players when they get hurt or no longer productive and living up to their contract.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It's all effect, which then led to the Calvin Johnson effect, where it's like, you know, I'm playing for a team here, and are they really trying to do what's best to get us to a certain point? And that's why Barry Sanders walked away. Because
they own the team. Of course they're trying to do what they think is best, Wiggy.
So why would you trade away arguably one of the top...
A 24-year-old knows better than they do.
Why would you trade away one of the top 5 wide receivers in the
game? Because
they
thought it was the best move for the organization.
But come on now. No, they did not think that.
So why did he sign with the organization after they traded Tunsil and after they traded DeAndre Hopkins? Why?
Oh, it's because of the money. And probably he he was told that things are going to be different.
You should have stopped with money.
No, no.
Because that's
right. And he was told that listen, things are going to be different, Deshaun, and you're going to have some say in the direction that we go. You don't believe he was told that?
We are up against the clock.
Oh, now we're up against it.
We are up against the clock. We can continue. Don't worry. Why don't you?
I'm sorry. March. I did the best I could.
Why don't you march down to Mark Hannon's office and demand that you don't have to work this next hour?
Well, then he'll say, well, it's not up to me. It's up to Greg Hill.
Rondelay.
He makes the decisions.
That's not what he would say.
Yeah, he would.
All right. Coming up at the end of today's program, we will play Were You Paying Attention? And if you can answer a question about today's show correctly, you will win a WEEI pen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.